with the melanin, a felon then. My melanin adapts to any element. We the kid, call us medicine. Made with honey, brown sugar, and some cinnamon. Elegance, beauty, and intelligence, we killing it. They won't admit it, but they feeling us. Yeah, so go ahead with your Bantu knots and your till ass head. Let that afro rock. They gon' have something to say about whatever we rock. Regardless, just be you with whatever you got. And don't forget that you so lit. We ain't even playing tag and you so it. But we gotta be a team. The color skin, come together, team melanin. She a queen, baby, hairs on flick.
Come together, team melanin. That lyric by Destiny Roberts. She, Nick Jordan, and Joe Davis and the Poetic Diaspora perform at the Cedar Cultural Center with Chadwick Niles Phillips serving as host. Saturday, January 7th at 8 p.m. The doors open at 7. It's called Blackout, Representation of Empowerment. Cedar staffer Taylor Seberg organized the event.
Blackout, I think, is a very unifying name. In a lot of ways, the first time I ever saw or heard the concept of blackout was a couple of years ago. It was actually blackout on Tumblr and on Twitter. They have this thing called Black Twitter, where individuals were posting basically the different diversity in blackness. And so a lot of positivity and imagery and showing people doing selfies and photos of their families and of their friends and of their loved ones, just showing that black is beautiful. And blackout was like, for a day, for a whole day, you took over social media, you're showing positive representation of blackness, which I thought was such a beautiful thing.
The expression black is beautiful has been around for decades. Why is it necessary to repeat this message?
I think repeating that black is beautiful is so important because, you know, we have things like Black Lives Matter and we have people negating that concept, you know, thinking that there's different interpretations for it. Like, well, why do Black Lives Matter? Do Black Lives even matter to Black people? And when you have concepts like that, we look at things like, you know, skin bleaching cream. Think that black is beautiful, something, it's sad that it has to be reiterated, but it has to be reiterated because it's still not as reflective in everyone's mind.
Why this in this year?
I've always found a need that bringing in artists of color and bringing in artists from different cultural backgrounds is super important. And I think it's even more important because in a time of incredible Islamophobia, incredible racism, it's super important that we have things like this event to highlight power in different communities of color.
So the performers at the event will represent not only a particular cultural space, but a political stance as well. What about Joe Davis?
Joe Davis is very important because he's a multimedia spoken word poet. He's a teaching artist and he's also a community organizer. He's engaged with mainstream music audiences as well as, you know, children and classroom curriculums, which I think he is somebody who is not only using his music and poetry for him, but also for others. Love Always is a song by Joe Davis that is from his album Black Gold. And in his album, Joe has beautiful imagery to talk about, you know, having this loving force that is constantly embedded in your life. And knowing him, he's a very positive, charismatic person, and he thinks very highly of individuals that he works with and individuals in the world, and in Love Always specifically, that resonates as a message.
I love you at your best. I love you at your worst. I love you in a dress or sweatpants and t-shirt. I love you when you gain weight. I love you when you stay in shape. I love everything about you that you love, and even everything you say you hate. I love you. I love you when you wake up. I love you without makeup. I love you any time of day in any way because I mean it when I say love. I love you. I love you from start to finish, from head to toe. I love every spot, wrinkle, and blemish, every freckle and mole. I love both your dimples and your pimples.
Nick Jordan. Nick, Destiny Roberts, and Joe Davis and the Poetic Diaspora perform with Chadwick Niles Phillips serving as host at Blackout, Representation of Empowerment. It's at the Cedar Cultural Center Saturday at 7. Doors open at 7. The show starts at 8. Information at thecedar.org. Twin Cities Weekend is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.